Whatever you want to mean, Adesheni, then you have to write down Adesheni. That's more mistabel like that. Stam Ada means Adarishin. Whenever you want to write it down to make sure it means Adesheni, you write down Adesheni. He says here, Kaisan Adarishin Adesheni, Klaima, Layarina the Adarishin Shevet Shvat Mikri. Elishneim ain't Adar, but Kaisan Mishtaras Adar. An Adar, when you write down the Shtaras, you have to write down today is Adar. Elishavada base Kaisan Adar Tanin. That's over here. Then Adesheni, write down Adesheni. Stam Adar always means Adarishin. So on Tezvav, on the 15th day of Adar, that's when Bezdin goes to send out Shluchim to take care of fixing up the roads. And they take care of all the Tzorchi Rabbim. What is the extra Tzorchi Rabbim? These are the extra things of Tzorchi Rabbim. Don and Dinim Omnis. Bezdin now sits down to pass in all the Shals of Dinim Omnis. For Dinim Nefoshes. Anybody killed anybody? Dinim Malkus. Anybody was over alive that deserved to get Malkus. Somebody says, Erki Olai, he's Mechayah to give money to Hegdish, how much he's worth, or Haramim to give to the Kohanim. Now Bezin says, you have to pay up, you have to be paid yourself. The Hegdisha, somebody was Makdish money, or Mashkines, a Saita, you have a Saita, you have to have a Shkoyt, a Saita. They did it now also, Tezvov. The other, that's when they started to do it. For a Sofron, a Sapora, they would burn the Pora Duma to get the new Mechatis, in order to make the Eden Torah, Mestam for Pesach. Before Yontif, you wanted to be Torah, they start to work now to make sure they have the Mayim Torim. For Yorfa Megla Rufa, if anybody was killed, found killed outside between two cities, that'll bring an Egla Rufa. They brought it now also on Tezvo Biadur. For Roitzim Eved Ivri, if you have an Eved Ivri that didn't want to go out after 6 years, but he wanted to stay and work till Yovel, so you make now with Tzia, now Bezin took him and made a hole through his ear. Oh, Metayrim Esa Metzayra. If somebody was a Metzayra, Bezin make sure to Metayrim now on Tezvo Biadur. And they take off, this is a new halacha, this is a chur, this doesn't have to do with this, with Tezvav, this is a halacha in Chol HaMoed. That in Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to take off the mano, take out a shoe off the press. When a shoemaker first makes the shoe, he has like on a mold. When he makes it, so you're allowed to take off the shoe now in Chol HaMoed. He's a mafarkin as a man, he can take off the shoe, me'agabal hamayim, or me'agabi imus. The ain mazir noise, but you're not allowed to put it back on again. On Cholomoy, like it says also on top here, Kormeda, Lav Tzorcha Rabbim, this is not talking about Tzorcha Rabbim, El Lissuma the Tesefto, this is the end of the Tesefto, I'm talking about Cholomoy there, I'm talking about a regular Cholomoy. The Mutal of Farah Kamano, on Cholomoy, you're allowed to take the shoe off its mold. May Al Gabi had Fus, Shame the Maisumin, because that's not called the Maisumin. I will also Lav Zeroy, you're not allowed to put the shoe back on its mold, Shetzorach Umin Vyosiv Amoy, that's the Yisoid, Molochis on Cholomoy. Anything that has to have an umen is professional to do it, that's also to do on Chol HaMoed. Yeah. V'yein machzir noisoi. Tamam tanini, we learned over there. Mashkin beis ha-shalchin. On Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to water the places that need water if you don't have rainwater there. U'metzayonim ala kvaris. And you're allowed to be mitzayin, put a tzi and put a sign around the kvaris on Chol HaMoed. Fred Gemara, loy kevat sainu meyader?
Like in our Mishnah, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, on Tezvav Adar, we put around the tzi and ready. And for the Gemara, the Tifta Shiyora Chetir Shogashomim Vishotfu Vyotzin Vishotfu. We're talking about now a big rainfall came down after Chamishah Sabadr, therefore they have to do it over again on Chol HaMoed Pesach. Alright, we'll stop here.
On top of it, it's the second two dots. The Yotzin Afala Klein. Hey, this is the end of the Braisa that in Chol HaMoed Pesach, the Yosef used to go out to check out the fields if they had klayim growing or not. Fred Gemorum, Loikvar Yotzu Meyader? Didn't they already go out on Adar? Like we learned in our Mishnah, that they were Mashmiyim on Rosh Chodesh Adar. They used to tell the people, watch out about the klayim. And on the Chamish Osa, the 15th day, they went out to check if there was klayim or not. So how come now on Chol HaMoed Pesach, they used to check again to see if they had klayim? The Chur, if there was Klayim, they uprooted it already from before, from Chamish Osa B'Yadr. Now, the Gemara Tifta, I'll give you an answer. Shoysa Ashonu Afelam. There was a very late season this year. V'yein Atzmochim Nikorim, and the growth were not Nikor, they couldn't tell if it was Klayim or not, on Chamish Osa B'Yadr. So in a regular year, when they planned earlier, so about a 15th day of Adar, it's Nikor ready the growth. What's a Klayim? Which two vegetables are growing too close together? They uprooted them. But it can happen that the year the crop is very late this year, therefore that's too early, So if it's too early on Chamisha Asabadar, they're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed to go out to check to see if there's Klayim or not. So the Gemara now, Minayin L'tzion. How do we know there's such an Indian to put a Tzion, to put up a sign, a Simin, that there's a Kever there? In other words, our Mishnah says, also they used to go out to Mitzayin Es HaTzion. This is one of the things they did on Chamisha Asar Ba'adar. They used to go out to Mitzayonim Es HaKvarz. They used to put a sign around the Kever. How do we know there's such an Indian to do this? To put a sign around the Kever. And the Mora Rabrachia, the Nusach Bavli said the Gisha should be Rab Yaakov Brei de Bas Yaakov, Bishem Rab Nechunya de Bras Chudon, Rab Yosi Yomalo, Bishem Rab Yaakov Ba Brei de Rabacho, Bishem Rab Nechunya, Brosso Hudach Rab Chnina Azob Rab Nechunya de Bras Chudon. Kids, a lot of people saying this over. Our Gish is also like that. Rab Rachia, Rab Yaakov, Bar Bas Yaakov, Bishem Rab Yechunya, Debras Chavorin, Rab Yosi Amrilo, Rab Yaakov, Baracho, Bishem Rab Yechunya, Debras Chavorin, Rab Chiskiya, Rab Ziel, Brei de Rab Yechunya. The base Churin, they come from the place Beis Churin, Bishem Rab Yechunya. They said on the name of Yechunya, the base Chavorin, Yos came from this place. And the Postik says, V'tomei Tomei Yikrum. There's a pasuk in Vayikra that talks about the tumah mitzrayim. When a person is a mitzrayim, the pasuk says v'tomei tomei yikrum. What does that mean? Kid vidashin that kidei shetayat tumah koyra lecho befiho v'yemeres lecho parish. As if to say the tumah itself has to have the mouth and open up and tells you, stay away from me, I'm tomei. That's John's pasuk tumah tomei yikrum. We should call out. It should be spoken out to say that he's tomei. So even though the Pesach is talking about a Mitzrayah, we dash in this for Tumas Meis also. If you have somebody buried in the ground, there should be a Tzion, there should be a Simah there, a sign there, that we should know somebody's buried there. And if that sign is telling us, stay away, don't come near me because I'm Tummy. Yeah, the Rosh Hashanah, the Kabbalah says, Tumah Kari means Kloimar. Make a simon, make a sign there that we should know there's a mace there and we'll stay away, not go nearby. So tomorrow, Rabbi Elah b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman. So the pasuk in Yecheskel that says, V'ovru ho'ivrim b'yeretz, the people went through the land, for ro etzem, they saw a bone, other of a person, uvona etz loitziyun, and they build next to him a tzi on a sign to know that there's a mace buried there. So we dash in this pasuk to say, etzem, what does a bone mean? Mikan shemetzayonim al hatzomis. That even if only bones are buried there, there's also an inyan to make it tzi or to make a sign there. So Mefarsh just said, the Karbonator says, v'yav roivrim, v'nevuas yecheskel tziv, shalosid yasu yisro tzionim al hatzomis. They'll make tzi on the dead people. So we dash in the pasuk, etzem means kadar shukru al hatzomis. Even though there's no more meat to the skeleton, the akati metame b'yoyel. The bones of a mace is also metame b'yoyel. The yare b'shiyesh b'em roi v'akav. You have at least the revius of a kav of bones there. Afal pi she'enom loy roi v'inyin v'loy roi v'minyin. It's not the rove of the amount of bones, and it's not the rove of the size of the bones of the body, but just roi v'akav of bones is also metame tumas oil. Therefore, if you have buried there a roiv of kav of bones, you have to put a tzion on top of it. The pasuk says, Odom, what does Odom mean? Mikan shemetzayonim al hashedra b'yagugolis. That not only if you have the whole body there, even if you just have the backbone, or the golis, just the skull, also is an inyan to make a tzion on top of it. Al hashedra b'yagugolis of the korban edom, afo pi shenim el etzem echad. Even though there's only one bone, just the backbone, or else gugolis means the skull, but these things are choshev, that also, if you go on top of it, there's a tumas oyel hames just going on top of these bones. So therefore, if you have them buried there, there's an inyan to make it tzion, put a sign on top of it, people should have to stay away from it. Then the pasuk says, ubono, you should build. What does it mean you should build? Mikan shemetzayonim agabi evan kvua. What you build for a tzion on top of the sign, it should be a stone that's kvua, that's settled there, that doesn't move around, it has to be built into the ground. Why? Because im oimer at al gabi evan talusha. Because if you're going to tell me you're allowed to use a stone that's tallish, that's uprooted, that could roll away is afi haleches umatama b'mokam acher. You have to be afraid maybe the stone will roll away and end up someplace else on top of a place that has no mace there. And people will think there's a mace, and you'll come out to the wrong halachas. That people went over there will be matama themselves, they'll burn the tyrants for no purpose. So therefore, when you do put a tzi in a stone on top of a mace, you have to make sure it's kavua. It's settled there that it's not going to move anymore. It has to be kavua in the ground. That's called ubona. They build a binyan kavua there. Like the before says, the Korban Edom, agabi yevin kavua, ala kever, lafuka yevin amas galgal. You can't use a stone that rolls away. So ochi mashma lishna nekro, ubona, you should build, shumachuba bevinyan. It's attached to the ground like a binyan. You have to have a stone that's attached to the ground. That's the type of a tzion you have to make. Then the pasuk says, etzloi, is v'ro etzem odom abona etzloi tzion. So etzloi, what does etzloi mean near it? L'moka and tyra. In other words, the tzion, the sign that a mace is there, you don't put the sign right on top of the mace. Because by the time you get to the sign, you'll touch the mace already. But rather a little bit in front of the mace, in a mokam tohor, that mokam really is tohor, that's where you put the sign. That people should know that they're going to come close to a mace, they'll stay away from it. So the tzion has to be in a mokam tohor. So the first of the mokam tairo, midah like tzion v'bona olav tzion, they build on top of it, mashma shafilu amokam tairo she'etzloi mitzayonim. That you have to put the tzion, the sign, really the tzion is a piece of lime. They used to put lime around the mace. So the lime has to be not on top of the mace, but on the side of the mace. Dimloi kain, if not like this, you won't realize the mace is there until your mamas go on top of the tzion itself. Now, if the tzion is only on top of the mace, they'll already become tummy what you're holding in your hand, the tyrus. Because you first realize it when you reach the tzion, which is directly on top of the mace. Lakach, therefore, machikan mixas. We tell you, make the tzion, the sign, a little bit away from the mace. Kishayovay ala tzion magish betumah. So that when you come and meet up with the tzion, you realize that in front of you, there's a mace there, and you won't go there. Shilafonav. V'yenahonach nesham. You won't go over the mace. Therefore, you just go on top of the tzion, and you won't become tummy. That's the posik etzloi. Make the tzion next to the mace. Not on top of the mace, but a little bit on the side of the mace, so people will still realize the tzion, and they won't go on top of the mace yet. Then the posik says, tzion, mikan letzion. It's also a drasha or raya that you're supposed to make a sim and a sign on top of the mace to tell us that a mace is there. Umotza, now there's a brisa now. Umotza evin achas mitzuyenis. Let's say you found one stone that has a tzion, has a sign around the stone. On the stone itself there's a sign. You have the lime on top of the stone. Is alpha pi shein mekayomim kain, even though really you're not supposed to do that, you're not supposed to put the tzion directly on top of the mace, still we say, hamaya lo leho tomi. If somebody goes on top of this stone that has the tzion, has the lime on top of the stone, we say your tomi. Going on top of this one stone, we say the stone was put on top of the mace, and since you went on top of the stone, you are over a mace, therefore your tomi. Why? Ani yoimer mace mitzuyin, there's a mace there, found there, vayinosin tachteho. And the mace was put underneath this stone. So there was like the Korban Edom says, Hochi Gafinan, Tony, we learned in a Braisa, Motze Evin, Afal Pishen Rishoyim, Sharei Tzorach Laharcha Katsiyah Minatuma. Really, you're not supposed to put the tzi on the sign directly on top of the mace, but you're supposed to put it on the side like we just learned. Kosher can appreciate the Sonach. Kishatuma Tachas Evin, Harei Kol Evin Metam B'yoyim. Because if you put the stone directly on top of the mace, so on top of the stone, you become tummy, you're over the mace. Still, there's a possibility to say that if you only find one stone, and there's a tzion on top of the stone, we have to be afraid, maybe by mistake, they put this stone on top of the mace, and that's why they put the tzion on top of the stone. So therefore, if you go over the stone, tack your tummy. Yeah. What about Toyer Stayim? Let's say there were two stones, one far away, like 6 feet apart. There was a stone on one side, a stone on the other side. Then we say, Hamayel Aleihem Tor. Shita, somebody goes over the stones, they're Tor. Because now we say, since there's a stone here and a stone 6 feet away, we say the pshat is the mace is buried in between the two stones. And the tzia, now the stone on one side is by his, in front of his head, and the stone on the other side is the back of his feet. So therefore we say the stones itself are not on top of the mace. No, if I care, the mace is buried in between the two stones. So, hoyishtayim, if you found two stones that have a tzin on top of them, hamayel alayim torsh. If you go on top of them, we say a tor. Ubeneyim tomei. But if you walk in between these two stones, then we say a tomei. Because like we're saying, these are two stones that see on the shows that this is where the head is, and that's where the feet is, and in between, that's where the mace is. And that's the way it should be done. So the tzion should be a little bit away from the mace, and in between, that's where the mace is. What about him? Ho yechorish bentayim? Let's say you saw the way the people were chorish, were plowing the ground in between these two stones. So then we say for sure the mace is not buried in between these two stones. Because if the mace was buried there, people would not be plowing there. So then what do we say? Harehen kiyechidos. We say that each stone is like a separate stone by itself. Beinehem tor. Then we say, in between the two stones, for sure you tor. Since people are plowing there, it's a raya, no mace is buried underneath that place. So if you walk in between the two stones, you tor. Ma'ashenken, abu girsiris usvivosehem. On the side of the carbonator says the girsir should be, v'tachteyem tomei. But underneath the stones means if you walk on top of the stones, then we say underneath the stones is tomei. Because it looks as if each stone is like a stone by itself. If you have a stone here and a stone 6 feet away, since in between here people are plowing, we don't say there's a mace buried in between. So this stone is a stone by itself, could be there's a mace right under this stone. This stone over here is a different mace that could be also buried right underneath this stone. Therefore, each stone by itself is tomei, but shaking in between tak is tor. Really also, the Tachlan Chartzim said the gish should be the agabe tomei. And not tachdeim. We're talking about now the stone itself. So really this is the best girsum. They say that if you have two stones and a churish, they plow in between, so girsum should be the algabdeim to the algabdeim tome. It's on top of the stones, your tummy. Right. Tone, we learned in the braisa, ein mitzayonim al habosar. If you only know there's flesh there, the other mace, there's no bones. There's no bones at all. You only have pure flesh of a mace. Even though the boser is metama b'yoyol, and if you walk over this now it's metama you, still we do not put a tzion, do not put a sign on top of this mokim where just the meat alone is buried. Hey, Tony, we learned in the braisa, ein mitzayonim al haboser. If you only have pure meat of a mace buried there, we don't put a tzion on top of it. Why not? Shema nisachal haboser, because meat alone gets disintegrated very fast. So we're afraid the meat will be disintegrated within 2 or 3 days, like fast. And therefore, if you can have a tzion there, people are going to think there's still a mace there. And if somebody walks over that, he'll think he's tummy. If he has tyrus, he'll think the tyrus became tummy, and he'll have to burn them. And really, really, since in a few days the busser gets disintegrated, there's no matuma there. So therefore, we tell you better off don't put a tzion there. Like people shouldn't make mistakes and think they're tummy when they're really not matummy. Freddy Gemara, Rabbi Yuste Bar Shunin, Boyi, he asked the question, Kumi Rabbi Mono, in front of Rabbi Mono, for La Nimtza Metama Taras Lamafreya, has been a kopon in these first few days, that the meat is there. Lechur, when you walk over the meat then, you are Tomei. So if you don't have a tzion then, people will walk over that place, and a few days later they're going to find out that the meat was just put there, and when you walked over that mokim, you became Tomei, and you have to be Metama the Taras Lamafreya. Hey, Slamafreya, a day ago, when you walked over that mokim and you were holding Tyrus, you were holding something like Truma, we're going to have to say that Truma became tummy now. So the Khuru, these first few days are called upon him, when the meat is still there, for those few days we should have to have a tzion there. Or Malay answered back, no. Mutar sheyeskalkulu boilisho, it's better off. That's for these only first few days that the meat is still there. The true will come out of Kilku then. That since there's no tzion now, people won't know there's tumah there and they walk over it. But that's better off. The al yiskalkulu b'liyerlim. Could they rather putting a tzion on top? If you put a tzion on top, people will think the mace is there loyelim, or at least for a long, long time. Mashmif, you have a mace there buried with bones. Bones take a very, very long time till it gets disintegrated.
See, if you have a tzion there, sign there on top, people will think they're like bones buried there, and they'll think for a year, for a long time, there's a mace still there. And really, since there was only bussa buried there, could be that got disintegrated very fast, so the kilku will be much greater than the tikkun. Therefore, it's a question for a few days to be have a nichshol, rather than making a nichshol for a long, long time. That's the Brisa says, don't put a tzion at all. Now the Quran says, v'lo yiskalkula bar yelam. If we're going to make it, see on top of sign there, people will think that the mace is still there. If somebody walked over that place at night time and didn't realize he went over the mace, then tomorrow he's going to see the tzion there. He's going to think he has to burn the tyrus that he carried with him. And really, since the boss got disintegrated already, he doesn't have to. So therefore, the price says, don't put up a tzion. Avada, as much as you do, tell people, make other signs there maybe, but a kopon of mitzvah you can't put up there. Today shouldn't be a tilko liyerlam. Second Mishnah. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, b'rishayna hoyo oikrin u'mashlichen lefneim. His b'rishayna, when Bezdin used to send the shluchim out to check if there's klayim in the fields, let's say they found yidin that had klayim growing, so all the shluchim Bezdin used to do was just uproot it. For Rishayin Oya Oikrim, they used to uproot the klayim. You had two types of vegetables growing one next to another. They just uprooted the klayim. U'mashlichen lefnayim. And they threw it down in front of the balabatim, in front of your garden where it was. They just left it there. That's what they did at the beginning. Of it, Misharabu Oibra Veira, when the Eden did more Averis b'mezid, in other words, they kept on continuously growing klayim, is how U'mashlichen drachim. Then the Shluch of Bezim used to take uproot the klayim and didn't leave it by the balabas in his fields, but rather like little kanas, took it away from him and threw it in the streets. And then Eskinu, another takona was, Shiyu Mahafkirin Eskola Soda. They made like a big kanas upon these balabatim that used to continuously grow klayim in their fields. When they found the klayim growing there, they were mafka the whole field. They took away the whole field from them. And that made a kanas, so such a kanas, they stopped growing klayim on the fields. So Mark explains now. Omri Rabbi Yehuda. Tony, Omri Rabbi Yehuda. At the beginning, we used to uproot the klayim and just throw it down in front of the balabatim, leave it there on their fields. So Mara says, the balabos, the owners, felt happy they had two simchas involved. Achas, one was shoyu menachashim for the same. What did they do by uprooting the vegetables? They were menachish, they like pruned out my fields. They made it much better now. They made it that the vegetables that are still growing will grow better. So they helped me out. V'echod, shoyenenu mena klayim. Klayim is not osabano. They used to use this klayim. So how did they use it? They used to give it to the animals to use. So the kids said they had enjoyment from what the bezin used to do. So if they didn't stop growing klayim, they kept on growing klayim. I, the bezin, came and uprooted it. Very good, you're doing us a favor. So Mela Misharabu Ravera, when the Balabatim kept on letting their klayim grow, Hoyimashlichen ala drachim. There's the Medatakona, we're not going to let you enjoy the klayim to give it to your animals. We're rather going to throw it now in the Trusarabim, we'll throw it to other people who could take it, not you. Afal Pikain, even so, Afal Pikain, Hoyusmechim. Still the Balabatim were happy. Shoyimanachashin, so the same. Because our core point of the fields were better off now. You pruned out my fields. You took out the crumpled up vegetables. And now what's theirs will grow better. So they're still happy. It says, Kino, finally, Bezdomen at the corner was, Shiyu Mafkirin Kola Sadakula. And Shiyu Mafkirin Kola Sadakula. They made like a hefka Bezdom hefka. The Bezdom took away the fields from the owner. They gave you a knas. Since you kept on growing klayim here, the field does not belong to you. And whoever wants to come has a right to take it down. They made it a hefka. That Bezdin has the right, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. For at the Gemara, Minayin, how do we know this? Shehefker, Bezdin, Hefker. How do we know that Bezdin has this right to take away somebody's field and make it Hefker, to make it not yours anymore? Yes.
Yeah. That
claim is also Bechila. That was grown the Yisr. Just not also Bano. You gotta give it to the animals, the Mefar says. It wasn't Dosa Bano, so they had Hanor from it, they gave it to the animals, did it. But I call for them right, Klaya Kerem is Dosa Bano. But they were talking about Klaya's Royin. Just two vegetables growing together, it's only Yosa Bachil, not Bano. Yeah.
So for the Gemara now, how do we know this Yisoid Minayin? Shehefke Bezdin Hefker, that Bezdin has the right to take away something from somebody. The Pasuk in Ezra says, V'cholash Ezra made a takona, that V'cholash Shelo Yovol Eshtosh Yomin, the Atzas Hasorim, whoever doesn't come, we're summoning everybody to come in 3 days. Whoever doesn't come to us, the Atzas, the council of the Sorim, the heads, the Yaskenim, is Yechorim Kol Rechushay. All their property should be lost, V'yibodo Mikal Agoylo, and they should be taken away. So the Kitzah, Ezra had a right to make the fields Hefker. He said, whoever doesn't come to me within these 3 days, their fields will become Hefker. And the Rambam said, Yechorim Kol Rechush means, Hareshim Ezra, Bez Dinoi, Hoyibiyodom Lahafke Kol Rechush, Oiver Aldevrayim. Whoever did not listen to them, they had the right to take away the fields from this people. So that's the side of Hefker Bez Nefker. Do you have a right to do this? So the Gemara now, Minayin Shipturim in Amaisers. I'll ask you a shayla, how do we know now, let's say Bezdin makes the field Hefker. How strong is the Hefker that Bezdin makes it? We know Alocha, real Hefker, if you have fruits that grow Hefker Mamash and they're just around open property, it's Potem in a Meiser. That's Alocha in a Torah. Anything that's Hefker is Potem in a Meiser. With Asher from the Psukim, only something you have to give to the Levi, Mashenk, and here's the Yad Levi Shavabiyu. The same way you could come and take it, the Levi could come and take it. Therefore, there's no din to give Maisers. That's if it's really Hefker Midiraisa. Let the Gemara Shalom, what's going to be if really it belongs to Reuven? This field, these trees, grew in Reuven's property. Now, Bezdin came and made this property Hefker. Does Bezdin have a right to make it that it's Potem in a Meiser now? If somebody else, Reuven, comes, and the Zerker in his karka, do we say he's also potter for giving Meiser? Hey, does the Rabbanan Hefker has a din, Malish like Hefker, Midiraisa, that even potter in a Meiser? That's what Takum Kanatan says. Minayin Shiftur min a Meiser. Te Hefker Gomer Shef Kiru Bailov. If a real Bailam was really master his own field, Yafinulom Mikroa Shiftur, Mi Meiseris. We have Psukim that is potter in a Meiser. When we boil a heavy hefker bezdin kemoish of kiru balov, when bezdin makes a hefker, is it the same status as you make a hefker? Laf kia af min a meisus, to pat you from meiser, the ashik fa lamad linyas lischas bo, heavy hefker bezdin hefker, even though we know that bezdin has the right to take your ownership off it, and I have the right to get it, the yochem isha roitza lischas bo, or the dilma laf kia mi meisus la heavy hefker. The das bezdin gufa yesh la heavy yel laf kia schusam, but not to pat you from meiser. That's the shayla. How do we know that Bezdin has, here's two questions. How do we know that Bezdin has this right, or Bezdin does it, to make it such a strong hefker to say it's potem in a meiser? And we'll soon see later, how do they know that's halacha? Like the Chur, the Gemara is asking, how do you know they do it? Like, where's the raya Bezdin did it? So later the Gemara is going to bring a raya, how do we know Bezdin did it? But the Chur, now the Gemara is asking, how do we know does Bezdin have such a kaychanat? The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yonasan, Braid Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Acha. Shom Allah min hoda. I'll bring you a raya proof from this halacha. There's halacha from Ein Ma'avrin Es Hashana Loi B'Shvius V'Loi B'Metzoy Shvius. Here comes the year you have to make an Ibiyur, an extra month. You have to make two others. Don't make the Ibiyur on Shvius, on the Shemitah year, and don't do it on Metzoy Shvius. The year after Shvius, those 2 years, Bezdin is not supposed to make the year an extra month. The year Mevru, let's say B'Dievet Bezdin went and made this Shvius, the 7th year, they made an extra month in the year, is Harezu Muberes. That's halacha. That is Chal, that this year now has 13 months. There's two others. V'chodesh, now the Kharai is like this. V'chodesh Echot Shumaisif. Now since Bezda made this year Shemitah an extra month, they added an extra month to the year, L'chura, isn't this month, this extra other now, L'ipotem imaisrois? The halacha is on Shvius, ipotem forgiving maisam. Because Shvius is like Hefker. Everybody has a right to come and eat the fields of your field, eat the fruits of your fields. Therefore, it's put them in a Meiser. Now, Lechura, this extra month that Bezdin made it, the Havamina is, Bezdin is making this extra month. So if Bezdin makes an extra month, maybe this month should be different, even though the other 12 months. It's like a Hefker, really, Midiraisa, that just put them in a Meiser. But this 13th month that Bezdin adds to it, since it's only Midirabonin, maybe it shouldn't be put them in a Meiser. And the kasher is, we know not like that. We know if it isn't Ibrayor, Havad of all 13 months are potem in a Meiser. So this should be the raya when Bezdin makes it Hefker, he have a right to pot them in a Meiser also. We'll soon see a posh the kasher, there's no raya from here. So tomorrow, Ho'ad Kidoin Shvius, Moitsoi Shvius Mai.
So Churim Aruch is saying, I understand why on Shavuos itself, the seventh year itself, you should not make it an extra month on that year. And we can understand that since Shavuos itself is a hard year to go through, the farmers are not allowed to plant anything, so we don't want to make it harder than it should be. Like, don't make the extra month this year, Punkta Shavuos, to make it harder for the farmers. So that's what we understand why Matchila, Bezdin should not make Shemitah an extra month in that year. Avalachur, what's the Shalom Moshoi Shavuos? The year after Shavuos, what's the inyan? Why can't Bezdin make that year an extra month? What's wrong with Moshoi Shavuos? Is Amar Rav Avon Barbun, Shalom L'Rabbis B'yis HaChodesh. The Torah says, and they're in a Kofar and Eretz Yisrael for sure, it's also in the Rice Chodesh. That means the new grain that grows, you're not allowed to eat it till after the second day of Pesach. So if you have the first year Shemitah, on that year you're not allowed to plant anything new. So Mela, they don't have any Tfuah from last year. Like the last year's crops were all eaten already. It comes now the ninth year, they go now to plant the new Tfuah, the new wheat. Now the wheat that grows the ninth year, you're not allowed to eat it until it comes the second day of Pesach. So if you're going to make that year an extra month, you're going to make them go an extra month like starving without tfuah to eat, because they don't have any more yashan left. The old tfuah was all eaten up already during Shemitah. They have to wait for the new crop the ninth year. So if you're going to make two others before Pesach, you're going to make them wait an extra month before the Kedita the Yod Chodesh. So now that's an Indian not to make the ninth year, not to make the eighth year, I mean, not to make the year after Shavuos, not to make the eighth year an extra month. Today not to be meisif on them the extra month with the Yisra Chodesh. Yeah. So that's the reason why Metchila Bezdin should not make these two years with an extra month. So the Gemara says, Rab Zeir, Rab Hashem, Rab Loza, Rab Abba, Hodid the Yat Amr, that that you say, this is only good, actually hit the Rebbe, only up until Rebbe was Matir, Lohovi Yerek Mechutza Loris Loritz. Only up until, or before Rebbe was Matir, there was an Isser to bring vegetables from Chutz Loretz into Eretz Yisrael. So since you do not have any fresh crops in Eretz Yisrael, we have these two reasonings not to make the extra month in Shavuos, and not to make the extra month after Shavuos, the eighth year. Today the Klal Yisrael should have what to eat. Avo Mishiyet to Rebbe, Lo Havi Yerek Mechutz Loretz, but once Rebbe said, no, it's Mutter, to bring vegetables from Chutz Loretz into Eretz Yisrael, I tell you, he shviyas, he shall shashne shvua. Now there's no issa to make an ibayor, the extra month, on Shemitah itself, or on the eighth year afterwards. Because as far as the eighth year goes afterwards, say there'll be an issa chodesh, there won't be so gefelich. Let them bring vegetables from Chutz Loretz, and they'll have yoshen. If they can bring vegetables from out of Eretz Yisrael, it's not a raya that Chutz Loretz has put them in a minach chodesh. It just means that there's plenty of tzvua. So you'll have last year's crop to bring from Chutz Loretz, so that there won't be Moisef any Yisra Chodesh on them if you make the extra year after Shavuos, after Shemitah. And then within on Shemitah itself, there's no Yisra to make an extra month, so we left out a Pshat. There's another Pshat is that the Lacher is that you have to bring the Omer, and the Shtei Alechem has to be brought from the Tfuah grown that year in Eretz Yisrael. So if you're going to make an extra month, there Pashu won't be any Tfuah left. And since on Shavuos, you can't plant new Tfuah, so your Pasha not going to have any Tfuah to eat from. Not that he won't be able to eat, but if you're not going to be able to bring vegetables from outside Eretz Yisrael, so all the vegetables, all the Tfuah, the wheat that's growing now, people are going to eat it right now. So there's not going to be anything left over to bring the Shtei Lechem and the Yomer from. So therefore we don't want you to make an extra month in Shavuot itself. But now that Rebbe said it's mutter to bring vegetables or tfuah from Chutz Loretz, you won't run short. The tfuah that's growing in Eretz Yisrael, you'll keep it separate, set it aside. For that, you bring the Omer and the Shtei Lechem from. What are we going to eat in between? We'll bring the vegetables, the tfuah from Chutz Loretz. So once we're allowed to bring the tfuah from Chutz Loretz, now there's no chshashin, nothing will go wrong on Shavuos and on Metzoy Shavuos. Now the gzeirah, why not to bring peiros from Chutz Loretz? The Takan Chatan says is Shechosh Hashem Miyovi Yimoyim Gush Miyof Erasamin. So the Gzeira, maybe you bring the dirt. When you have a vegetable, you won't only bring the vegetable, you bring the dirt along with it. And Allah Rishem Metama Bamaga Bamasa, the Yatamu Tarash Eretz Yisrael. Until there was a Gzeira, you're not allowed to bring any vegetables from Chutz Loretz in Eretz Yisrael. Because when you bring the vegetables, we're afraid you bring some of the dirt along with it. And the dirt of Chutz Loretz is Metama. So you'll be Metama the Tarash Eretz Yisrael. So Matchil the Gzera was not to bring any vegetables into Eretz Yisrael. But later on, Rabbi Weissday saw was the Efshut to go without it, so he was Matir, he took away that Gzera. That even though Taki not allowed to bring the dirt into Eretz Yisrael, but a call part of the vegetables, the Tfua, you are allowed to bring into Eretz Yisrael. Right, the Tony. Ein Mavrin is Omer Rabbi Mona. Hodid the Yarmer, that that you said also that there was an Indian that Metchila Bezdin should not make the extra month on Shavuos or else on the 8th year, is Umbirishina, that was only said at the beginning, Shoyashonim Kitikonim, that the years were very good, that the crops used to grow at the right time. Avalachshav now, Shein Hashonim Kitikonim, the crops, the years, they don't grow so well anymore, he Shavuos, he Shoshar Shnei Shavua. There shouldn't be any difference of making the extra month on Shavuos or making it after Shavuos. There shouldn't be any difference. And Tony Shobes Rabban Gamliel, Ivra B'moitzoi Shavuos Miyad and Echnami. He made an Ivra month, an extra year, an extra month they put into Moitzoi Shavuos, the year right after Shavuos. So the Hezbri is like this. So the carbonate is not the first part. That on Shavuos itself, he says, Shoyu Ashonim Kitzkuna means, V'Yisrael Shrul Alad Mosim. It was only Bizman they had their Beis HaMikdash, that Klai Yisrael lived in Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash Chayim. Therefore, there's an Issa not to work on the grounds during Shavuos. It's very hard to manage. Therefore, we don't want an extra month to be during Shavuos. Abu Bizman Azir, Shein Beis HaMikdash Chayim, V'Yoretz B'Yad Nochrim, Ein Chilik Ben Shavuos Asha Shnei Shavua, V'Yoretz Lo Mavrim Afilu B'Shavuos. Now there's no issa not to make the extra month on Shavuos. Because since the land belongs to the Goyim anyway, you're allowed to work on it. Now there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no more Korban of the Shtei Alechem and the Omer, so we don't need the Tzvua to be around, it'll be mutter to next year extra month on Shavuos. What about Moitzoi Shavuos? I there's an Issa Chodesh involved, that's not gave him as man as there in Eretz Yisrael for sure, and now I'll eat from the new wheat until the second day of Pesach. So that's the Takan Chazin says that at the good times means Shoyashon Kitikuna means Shoyatfuam Maharasless Bashal. The tool used to grow nice and fast. The Nisan, it was already finished by Nisan. Therefore, if we put an extra month in between, you'll make the Ikka Chodesh go longer. But now he said the tfuah doesn't grow so fast anyway. So anyway, by Pesach time, we don't have the new tfuah. Therefore, you're not extending the Ikka Chodesh anyway. So therefore, you're allowed to make Moitzoi Shavuos now the extra month. Because the tfuah is not ripe anyway yet. So you have to wait anyway another month or two until it's ripe. By that time already you'll be Beis Pesach, and you'll be mutter to eat from the Chodesh. Now the Gemara goes back. So originally the Gemara's Shaila was, how do we know where's the Rai if Beis Din makes something Hefker that has put him in a Maisa? So he wanted to bring a Rai from this Din. It says, B'di'eved, if Beis Din made Shavuos an extra month, that made the seventh year in Ibiyah, so the extra month is also potter min ha-maiser. Why is it potter min ha-maiser? Because it hasn't been hefker only mid rabbonin. So that was the raya, the rabbonin can make an hefker to pot you from maiser. So where he asks now, no, there's no raya. Omer Rabbi Ovan, ein min ha-dor less. There's no raya at all from this case. Why? Less at shema min ha-klum. Hey, so in this case, you don't have any raya at all. Why not? Because the Pasuk says, shomor es chodesh ovan. The Pasuk says, when you make Pesach, make sure it comes out in the spring. It means Shomrayu Sheyevio Bechidushai. It means watch as the years to make sure Pesach comes out in the spring. In other words, the Inyan to make an Ibiyo, it's not a Drabon Likalocha, that's Midiraisa. The Diraisa told we have to make an extra year. Samela, when the Rabbonin make it, when Rabbonin Makaveya, that this year is an extra year, it's not a Rabbonin Dikalocha, that's a Diraisa Dikalocha. So if on Shavuos, the Rabbonin said this year Shavuos should have an extra month to it, once they said it's an extra month, it's not Midir Rabbonin, it's Midir Raisa. So the reason why you put them in a Maisa, because the Maisa is Shavuos this year. This year now it's Midir Raisa. So you have no right the Rabbonin can make an Hefker to part of a Maisa, this is a Diraisa Dikalocha. He says, Shomreyu means, Sheyovi Achodesh Azeh Bechidushom, Volulai Hosofes Achodesh Azeh, if Bezdin will not add an extra month, Hoyechaga Pesach Lepomim, be a Mois Hachama, or sometimes it will be in the summertime, or Pomim the Mois Hachama will be in the middle of wintertime. Therefore, it's Midiraisa that you have to make the extra month. So when Bezdin makes the extra month on Shavuos, Pshitif Potim in a Mois Hachama, because Midiraisa is Shavuos. So here you have no Raya. Tomorrow says, Vahadayu Omado. Means, Vahechen Omado Vizeh, the Bezdin Poitim in a Maisus. Where did we learn such a Yisoy that Bezdin does have the right to pater us for Maisus when Bezdin makes something Hefker? From this halacha. Then the halacha like this: Godish shaloi loiket shaloi loiket. But here the gears of carbon aid means Godish shaloi loiket. Means masnisni breish perkei de peyam. Vachi perushay. Mi shasav vehigdish es hamurim lemakim echad v'teichasoder shabayim loi loktu sham aniyim esaleket.
Leket means when you cut off the tefuah off the stalks, the tefuah that falls to the ground, you have to leave, that's called leket, you have to leave it for the aniyim. You're not allowed to take it for yourself, you have to leave it on the ground. Now, before the aniyim had a chance to come and pick up this leket, what you did, all your bundles, you put on top of the leket. Hey, so all your bundles of tefuah that belong to you, you put on top of the leket. So now we have a suffix now, which bottom tefuah belongs to the aniyim, and which one belongs to you, we don't know. So what's the halacha? Is called, is shalai leketachtov, is called hanagas boritz. The whole bottom layer of tfuah that touches the ground, the locker is harehen shalaniyim. They belong to the niyim. Since it's a suffix, the bottom layer, which tfuah really belongs to them, which does not, so we make a din that all of it belongs to the niyim. Now, Yomer of Amram Rami says, the shame